This is Chapter 14, Semiconductor Electronics, Materials, Devices, and Simple Circuits. Let's dive into the summary. Semiconductors are the basic materials used in the present solid-state electronic devices like diodes, transistors, ICs, etc. The lattice structure and the atomic structure of constituent elements decide whether a particular material will be insulator, a metal, or a semiconductor. Now going with the mathematics and the values, metals have low resistivity, ranging from 10⁻²⁰ to 10⁻⁸ ohm per meter. Insulators have very high resistivity, which is greater than 10⁻⁸ ohm per meter, while the semiconductors, being the intermediate, also have the intermediate values of resistivity. Semiconductors are elemental, like the silicon, germanium, as well as compound like gallium arsenic and cadmium sulfur, etc. Pure semiconductors are called intrinsic semiconductors. The presence of charge carriers like the electrons and holes is an intrinsic property of the material, and these are obtained as a result of thermal excitation. Now, the number of electrons, Ne, is equal to the number of holes, Nh, in intrinsic conductors. Holes are essentially the electron vacancies with an effective positive charge. The number of carriers can be changed by doping. Doping of a suitable impurity in pure semiconductors. Such semiconductors are known as extrinsic semiconductors, and these are of two types, N-type and P-type. Now let's see what are these two. The N-type semiconductors has got more electrons than holes, so Ne is very much greater than Nh. While in P-type semiconductors, how could it be? It's just opposite. Number of holes are very much greater than number of electrons. N-type semiconducting silicon or germanium is obtained by doping with pentavalent atoms, also called donors, like arsenic, tin, phosphorus, etc. While the P-type silicon or germanium can be obtained by doping with trivalent atoms, the acceptors like boron, aluminium, indium, etc. Ne times Nh equals Ni whole square in all cases. Further, the material possesses an overall charge neutrality. Zooming out, there are two distinct bands of energies called the valence band and conduction band, in which the electrons or the material lie. Valence band energies are low as compared to the conduction band energies. All energy levels in the valence band are filled, while energy levels in the conduction band may be fully empty or partially filled. The electrons in the conduction band are free to move in a solid and are responsible for the conductivity. The extent of conductivity depends again upon the energy gap, Eg, which is between the top of valence band Ev and the bottom of the conduction band Ec. Now these electrons from the valence band can be excited by heat, light, or electrical energy to the conduction band and thus produce a change in the current flowing in a semiconductor. And the values are like, for insulators, energy gap is greater than 3 electron volt. For semiconductors, energy gap is nearly of 0.2 electron volt to 3 electron volt. While for the metals, it is what? It's 0. Heading to the junctions, P-N junction is the key to all semiconductor devices. When such a junction is made, a depletion layer is also formed consisting of immobile ion cores, devoid of their electrons or holes. This is responsible for the junction potential barrier. By changing the external applied voltage, junction barriers can be changed. In forward bias, the N side is connected to the negative terminal and the P side is connected to the positive of the battery. So, the barrier is decreased and length is reduced. Contrastingly, in the reverse bias, so how would that be connected? N side is connected to the positive terminal and P side is connected to the negative terminal. It's just opposite. Here, the barrier increases and also its length is increased. Hence, forward bias current is more, while it is very small, which is of microamperes in the PN junction diode. Now, these diodes can be used for rectifying an AC voltage, which means restricting the AC voltage to one direction. With the help of a capacitor or a suitable filter, a DC voltage can be obtained. So for that, we have some super special purpose diodes. The Zener diode is one such special purpose diode. In reverse bias, after a certain voltage, the current suddenly increases, which means the voltage is broken in a Zener diode. This property has been used to obtain voltage regulation or voltage stabilization. Now, these PN junctions have also been used to obtain many photonic and optoelectronic devices where one of the participating entity is photon. One, photodiodes in which photon excitation results in a change of reverse saturation current, light intensity. Two, solar cells which convert photon energy into electricity and which is conventionally used everywhere. And thirdly, light emitting diode or diode laser in which electron excitation by a bias voltage results in the generation of light. These transistors is an NPN or PNP junction device. The central block, which is thin and lightly doped, is called base, while the other two electrodes are emitter and collectors. So the sequence is like EBC. The emitter base junction is always forward biased and the collector base junction is reverse biased. The collector size is somewhat greater than the emitter size. The transistors can be connected in such a manner that either collector or base or emitter is common to both the input and output. So this could give us the three configurations in which the transistor is used. Just recall those three. It goes like this: common emitter CE, common collector CC, and common base CB. The plot between IC and VCE for fixed IB is called output characteristics, while the plot between IB and VBE with fixed VCE is called input characteristics. The important transistor parameters for C configurations are: the input resistance RI equals delta VB by delta IB, and output resistance RO equals delta VC by delta IC. And the major one, current amplification factor beta equals delta IC by delta IB. Transistor can be used as an amplifier and oscillator. In fact, an oscillator can be considered as a self-sustained amplifier in which a part of the output is fed back to the input in the same phase, which is the positive feedback. The voltage gain of a transistor amplifier in common emitter configuration is AV, which is the voltage gain, equals V output by V input, which is again equal to beta times resistor in collector by resistor in base. This forms the subject of digital electronics. Now, the important digital circuits performing specific logic operations are called logic gates. These include OR, AND, NOT, NAND, and NOR gates. In the modern day circuit, many logical gates or circuits are integrated in one single chip, and these are known as integrated circuits. This was the fascinating summary of the chapter and the end of physics.
Thank you for believing SciPod as a companion in your fame journey of Boards and Meat. We are so honored to have you in here. Do follow and share the content you love. Let's triumph together with Meliorism, the ultimate desiderata. Thank you, 3000.
Creating podcasts these days are very simple. If you want to create one, here's our recommendation. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.